You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
7:05 was the time this morning when Astral Foods gave us their year-end update for the financial year ended 30 September 2024. If you remember, this was a company that didn't have the best 2023 financial year, and we reflected on that this time last year to take a look at how the company performed. We're doing that once again this year, and this time we are joined by the company's newest CEO, who was the COO this time last year, Gary Arnold, to take a look at the business's performance, see if we can make sense of it. Good evening, Gary. Lovely to speak to you again. First of all, hearty congratulations on the change of titles and change of letters. I suppose it comes with a lot of work. I understand that that change will be effective early next year, but nonetheless, allow us to be the first to congratulate you where possible. And how was the year? How was the year that was, other than these big changes?
Jimmy, good evening and to your listeners, and thank you very much for the well wishes. Much appreciated. We've worked alongside Chris for many, many years, so look forward to the continuation and doing what we do best, and that's poultry farming. But Jimmy, thank you. The past year was marked obviously by factors that supported the result. I mean, we presented a very good set of results off a low base in the past year, and as you rightly mentioned earlier on, look, 2023. Was a year of disasters with load shedding and bird flu for us, with a significant financial impact on the company. So this year, turning around those misfortunes and close to, 1.7 billion rand, posting a profit of 1.1 billion rand, which we should not shy away from, being the third best in the company's 24-year history. So a good set of results, Jimmy, and something that we're happy to talk about. Big change from last year where, everything was quite negative. So very, very pleased to report these results.
Gary, when you and I caught up last year, we spoke about the performance of Astral just coming out of the, it was around this time, around the 20th of November last year, actually, coming out of probably the worst bout of load shedding that you've ever experienced. I mean, I don't think there was a single other company that reported 2 billion rands worth of load shedding impact on the JSE. It was a severe impact on the business's financials, swung you guys into a loss and everything. Take me through what that looks like now, what kinds of systems you've had to put in place to avoid having that kind of hit on the balance sheets or on the financial statements, rather.
Sure, Jimmy. So, obviously with the advent of load shedding at stage 6 towards the end of 2022, and then that impacted our operations well up until June of 2023. The first action was at that time to provide emergency generation capacity for our operations. So we did that at significant capital cost. Our plants are big users of electricity, so that came at no small investment. And of course, we had a massive diesel bill attached to running generators last year. But probably the biggest impact on us as a company and as a poultry company is that, we were unfortunately impacted by this probably more than other businesses would where they've got a diesel bill. We had a massive backlog of chickens on the farms. We called it the Big Bird era last year. You may remember that, because we faced these interruptions in our processing plants or abattoirs, we had this backlog or this buildup of live broilers on our farms. Now, those birds you have to feed, they get older, they get bigger, and of course they consumed a lot of feed during that episode until we had actually caught up our production and caught up the backlog in the processing of these broilers in our plants. So the biggest impact in load shedding last year was a close on billion rand feed bill. And of course, that was unique to us as a poultry business or to the industry. But then, of course, you had to lump on top of that the diesel bill and then all the overtime and other costs that came with it to catch up this backlog in production, which we did by June last year.
Gary, when we look at the financials, I mean, revenue's increasing quite a bit, but cost of sales coming down, obviously being able to leverage off of some of those costs you had to incur last year. Gross profit increasing quite a bit. You guys did a really good number there.
Jimmy, look, again, it's in reality attached to the the feed bill that we faced through the year. We had this obviously much better, we call it feed conversion efficiency. So the feed consumption of the birds obviously a lot lower because they weren't as big and we didn't have to feed them while they remained on farm with load shedding. But we also came off record high feed costs in the prior year. If you cast our mind back there, you know, we at the time, early 2023, we faced record high maize and soy meal prices on SAFEX. So not only did we have very high feed costs last year, but then we had to feed all those big birds at the high feed cost. Fortunately, the past financial year, we had lower feed prices as a result of, you know, the markets moving down on soft commodities through the major part of 2024. But then we didn't have to feed these large amounts of feed. So our total feed bill came off quite significantly, as explained.
Mm. Gary, I want to take a look at just some of the other prospects for the business. We'll look ahead to what the new financial year looks like in a moment, but I want to look at just the fact that last year was a tough year. There was no dividend. That was clear as to why that was the case. This year, we were able to return back to a dividend, and the importance of that to say to shareholders, look, last year was beyond our control, but we haven't forgotten about you.
100%, Jimmy. I mean, we indicated to the market at the end of last year that we would probably return to a positive cash balance within an 18 to 24 month time frame, and that was the outlook at the time. Now, we have managed to claw back just over R1 billion in debt through our operating cash flows during the year. So closing the year, the small positive cash balance, certainly not carrying the debt that we did on our balance sheet towards the end of 2023. And, so having a look at that, giving consideration to future earnings and the affordability of a dividend, our board sat down with the numbers and, we didn't pay any dividend through interim and our final results last year. And, of course, we have to look at rewarding shareholders, and you know, they invest in the company, they're looking for returns on that investment, and we are in a fortunate position that we were able to declare a dividend. And as you rightly say, I think that's important as we have to return something back to our shareholders.
Gary, let's take our listeners through those corporate adjustments that we had at the start of the show, obviously with you coming in as the new CEO, Chris leaving effective of January 2025. Take us through some of the corporate adjustments and the timing of everything else and just the rationale behind what's going on and the changes. Obviously, continuity is essential for any business, and it's great that you've been in the business for this long. It makes everything that much easier, but just take us through those changes.
Jimmy, certainly, Chris is retiring at our AGM end of January. He is 65 in this year, and, our statutory requirements, 65 is the retirement age. But Chris has served the company for 16 years. He's been in this industry for 42 years. So stalwart of the industry. You know, I've worked alongside Chris for 22 years. I've been in Astral for 28 years. So it, continuity is key. I think I have the background and experience, at least in the poultry industry and Astral, to take the business forward. Obviously, this, you don't do it alone. This is a team effort. This isn't a one-man show. So we have a very, very strong team in Astral, very confident in the senior management team. And, we'll continue with executing the strategy, which has stood the company in good stead over the years. You know, best cost strategy in this industry, and particularly in our business, very important. So we'll continue executing and working hard for our company. And we've got a lot of employees and shareholders and suppliers into this business. So it's important for our stakeholders that we continue to build on what Chris has done with Astral and certainly built a great company, leaving us in a healthy financial position. We have the opportunity, I think, if the consumer market does show, as it may, with a couple of positive signs in the macroeconomic space, if we see a bit of positive news around the consumer, we're well poised to grow, expand our revenue growth opportunities with the spare capacity we have, and keep on building on that best cost strategy that we've all been part of executing for so many years. So certainly the continuity is there, and we'll just continue to build on what Chris and the team have put in place.
Gary, before I let you go, I want to look at that outlook a little bit more. I mean, obviously things like bird flu remain a major concern for the business, which is something you have very little control over, if we're being entirely honest. But I want to get your thoughts around where the consumer sits now that interest rates are set to come down, where you sit as a business now that we've got this new structure of a unified government or a government of national unity or whatever it is we're calling it at this point. How are you seeing the South African landscape that you are such a big player in, and how are you seeing just the overall outlook from a business perspective going into 2025?
Jimmy, look, the formation of a government of national unity, we trust, will bring some stability to the economy. We obviously need to see much needed investment in the infrastructure and growth in South African economy, you know, with that creating jobs. So we trust that you know, the unified, or the government national unity will bring that and bring some stability to the governance in South Africa, but obviously attract investment. And I think they have their work cut out for them in investment and infrastructure spend. As we know, infrastructure has been had a major cost impact in a number of, or most industries over the past few years. So we do trust that will improve. And with jobs and some softening in interest rates, I think we've got a little way to go there. We've seen a cut of 25 basis points. We look towards you know, the Reserve Bank to cut those rates again. And that, together with the two-pot retirement system, where, you know, investors are able to withdraw some of their benefits now, we believe that those all small positive signs towards a strengthening consumer environment. But we must caution that, you know, the consumer market right now remains very, very constrained. There's not a lot of disposable income around. And of course, in our business, we're a frozen chicken, which is a large part of our product mix, is a commodity. So we have to produce it at the best cost. We need to make sure that it's affordable to the consumer out there. And, you know, with constrained spending, the whole food basket, never mind other luxuries, comes under pressure. So the retail sector are seeing, you know, some constrained spending at the moment, and hopefully some positive macroeconomic signs can turn that around in the coming, or the near term, Jimmy.
Well, we'll pass on the message to the Reserve Bank governor, if we can, that those interest rates must come down later this week. We'll leave it at that. Gary, thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Gary Arnold, CEO, no longer COO, of Astral Foods, joining us to reflect on the performance of Astral Foods over the last financial year, as well as how they're seeing the South African landscape at the moment.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.